Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to share with you today. It is good to be back for a visit. And I have been really blessed by the time I've gotten to spend with a lot of you this week. Hearing stories of what God is doing in your lives. And catching up on your lives. And I'm a little bit sad that this is my last day with you. In Psalm 86:5, it says, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help.
诗篇第86篇第5节咁样讲嘅话，主啊，你本为良善，乐意饶恕人，有丰盛嘅慈爱，赐俾凡求告你嘅人。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
让我哋开始嘅时候有一齐嘅祷告。
Father God, you are holy.
慈爱嘅父神，你系圣洁嘅。
You are worthy.
你都系配得我哋称赞。
Show us the treasures that you have hidden in your word for us to discover today. Help us to apply this story to our lives. Encourage us.
鼓励我们,
teach us.
教导我们,
rebuke us with your word, Lord.
将你自己真理显明,
the cry of our hearts today is that you would show us your way. We want nothing except what you desire to say this morning. And we ask that you would open our ears to hear you. And the word that you want to speak to us today. Amen. The story that we read this morning is a story I've really grown to love as I've served in Thailand. And this morning I want to invite us to slowly read through the story and really imagine it as we read it.
今早我邀请大家跟我一起再细想这个故事，亦都再一次去想象你这个故事里面发生的事情。
Think about each scene that's taking place as this story goes on.
So, 特别是想大家慢慢地细着去思想每一个环节，每一个景况。
One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha.
有一天，先知门徒的妻子来到求以利沙。
She cried out, "My husband who served you is dead."
她说，你的仆人，我丈夫死了。
And you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come. Threatening to take my two sons as slaves. What can I do to help you? Elijah asked. Tell me, what do you have in your house?
他问，你屋企里边有啲咩嘢可以用嘅咧？
Nothing at all.
呢个嘅妇人就话啦，乜都冇啦。Except
a flask of olive oil.
除咗一樽油之外，我乜都冇啦。Elisha
said, "Borrow as many empty jars as you can find from your friends and neighbors."
以利沙就同佢讲，佢话你去你嘅邻舍朋友嗰度去借啦，去借到几多个嘅油樽翻嚟，就去借几多个翻嚟啦。
Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you.
然后跟住就进入你屋里边，闩埋道门。
Pour the olive oil from your flasks into the jars.
然后就将你呢一个嘅橄榄油从你个樽里边倒出嚟。
Set each one aside when it's full.
当装满一个油瓶之后，又再装第二个油瓶。
So she did as she was told.
咁呢个嘅妇人就照住以利沙咁样讲，咁样去做啦。
Her sons kept bringing her jars.
她的兒子不停地拿完一個瓶,又拿另一個瓶過來,
and she filled one jar after another.
接著裝滿一瓶又一瓶,
Soon every container was full to the brim.
直至到每一个油瓶都装到满泻为止。
Bring me another jar.
她妈妈就说了，再拿多个油樽过来吧。
She said to one of her sons.
她跟她说了。
There aren't any more, he told her.
但是个仔就说了，没晒油樽了已经。
And then the olive oil stopped flowing.
跟着油就停止了。
When she told the man of God what had happened,
这个妇人走回去跟神人说。
He said, now sell the olive oil and pay your debts.
神人就跟他说话，你去卖了你的油去还债吧。
And you and your sons can live on whatever is left.
然后跟着剩下的，你和你的仔就可以藉此来过活了。
At the beginning of this story, a widow comes to Elisha.
在开始的时候，讲到这个寡妇来到找以利沙。
Her husband's a prophet.
她的丈夫本来是一个先知。
He loved and he feared God.
他爱神，亦都敬畏神。
But now he's dead.
但是现在他很伤心了。
And she cries out to Elisha.
他向以利沙呼求。
Telling him what has happened.
告诉以利沙什么事发生。
I think we can learn a lot about this woman when we pause here.
我们在这里停一停下来，去在这里思想，学习一下这个妇人。
The woman could have gone to her friends and neighbors for advice.
她本来这个妇人可以走去问她的朋友，问攞唔同嘅意见。
She could have read the latest how to get ahead in life book.
又或者咧，自己揾本如何处理现在问题嘅一本书嚟参考下。
But here she is seeking a word from the Lord.
但系呢个妇人，佢喺呢个时刻里边去寻找神嘅话语。
Her husband served God.
她的丈夫是一个爱神、服侍神的人。
Maybe she could have blamed God.
或者她可以在这里指责神。
Or explained how this situation was not her fault.
又甚至乎说这个不是我的错来的。
But instead, she just lays out the problem.
相反，她只是将她的问题摆在面前。
Elisha responds to her with two questions.
以利沙回应的时候，回应用两个问题来回应她。
What can I do to help you?
第一个问，我可以怎样帮你呢？
And tell me, what do you have in your house?
告诉我知你屋企里边有啲乜嘢。
Maybe this unnamed widow felt like she didn't have very much to offer.
或者呢一个不知名嘅妇人，佢可能家当里面乜都冇啦。
All she had was a bottle of oil.
佢唯一有嘅就系一樽油。
That didn't seem like much compared to the huge problem in front of her.
面对着前面一个这么大的挑战难关，好像这个解决帮助不到什么东西。
In those times, widows didn't have much of a chance in society.
特别在当的时期，寡妇真的没什么希望，没什么任何出路了。
Today, a widow can work.
今时今日，一个的寡妇或者都还可以有机会做下事。
Be a successful business owner.
甚至乎可以做一个成功的一个的商家。
Take care of themselves.
可以照顾自己。
But back then, their status came from their husband.
但是在当时的时候，一个的妇人，她的身份是来自她的丈夫。
Or from their male sons who could offer them a stable future.
又或者是她的儿子可以提供给她一个的稳妥的生活。
What was a bottle of oil compared to the threat of her sons being taken as slaves?
想你想下，这樽油同而家佢个仔可能随时俾债主上门带走，又可以帮到解决到几多问题咧
？And losing her only chance at a decent future.
甚至乎唔单止拎咗个仔，甚至乎佢以后一生嘅前途都冇晒希望。
Still, she tells Elisha the truth.
然而，佢对住以利沙却系话俾佢知呢个真实嘅现状。
All that she has is a bottle of oil.
佢有嘅就只有一樽油。
I'm sure Elisha had a lot of people coming to him for advice.
我哋相信以利沙有好多人会嚟到寻找一个嘅咨询答案。
After all, Elisha had been following Elijah around, and everyone knew that Elisha had received the same special anointing that Elijah had.
我哋知道以利沙。是以利亚的徒弟，他一直跟着以利亚，他看过很多不同的神迹。
Elisha had already walked through a dry Jordan River.
以利沙亦都行过呢个嘅约旦河。
And he'd already declared victory over an army.
甚至乎面对住一个嘅大嘅军队，佢都可以打胜仗。
And now,
现在呢,
he probably had people coming to him all day long.
可能呢, 有很多人时时的走来问他很多的问题。
So what was so special this time?
那今次这个妇人走来找以利沙有什么这么特别呢?
Maybe this was a daily occurrence for him.
可能对以利沙来说，这些是家常便饭，经常都是这样找他的。
Did he have to think about what he would do?
他是不是想想怎么解决这个问题呢?
Would he try to be God and solve the woman's problems for her?
所以以利沙需不需要当自己是神这样去帮这个妇人去解决这个问题呢?
Give her money.
给点钱去使吧。
Do everything for her.
或者帮她做事吧。
But Elisha points the way to the widow. Points out the way to the widow.
但是以利沙他在这个时间里面给这个妇人一个出路。
He gives her the message from God that she is asking for.
他是将神的信息交给这个妇人。
He listens to the voice of God.
以利沙聆听神子的声音。
And then sends the woman to collect empty containers from everyone she can.
然后跟着就差派这个妇人去到收集不同的油瓶。
Not just a few.
不单单是一个两个。
But as many as she can.
而是收集越多越好，收集到尽佢能力。
Then to go into the house with her sons.
然后去到佢嘅屋企，去到佢仔嘅屋企嗰度。
Shut the door.
关门。
Pour olive oil into each one.
然后将油倒落去每一个油瓶嘅里边。
And set it aside when it's full.
然后装满之后就将佢摆开。
The widow obeys Elisha.
这个的寡妇按住以利沙的说话来去做。
The Bible doesn't tell us how many bottles and containers she collected.
圣经没有告诉我们究竟装满了多少个油瓶。
But I'm sure she borrowed as many containers as she could.
但我有信心相信这个妇人尽她能力借得多少就多少回来。
So then there's an assembly line.
相信可能好像一个的工厂一个的生产线那么长。
Her sons passing her containers.
阿仔就将个油樽俾阿妈。
She's pouring in the oil.
阿妈就将啲油倒落个油樽嗰度。
Her son's taking the containers and setting them aside.
咁另一个仔就将佢嗰啲油樽装满咗就拎走拎去下一度。
Soon they're all full.
冇几耐就终于装满晒所有油樽啦。
But she hasn't realized that yet.
但系当时呢个妇人都唔留意到呢个情况发生。
So she says to her son, "Bring me another jar."
所以就同阿仔讲，阿仔整多个樽嚟洗啦。
But as soon as he says, "There aren't any more jars,"
但系当阿仔答佢话，阿妈冇晒啦，用完啦。
The oil stops.
啲油就停咗啦。
I love that part of the story.
我特别喜爱呢个故事嘅呢一部分。
I love the number of people that God uses to bring about this miracle.
特别我好喜欢嘅就系睇到神用咗好多唔同嘅人去让呢个神迹发生。
He could have had Elisha say one thing and everything change.
嗱，佢可以神可以叫以利沙讲嘅说话，以所有嘢改变过嚟。
He could have just included Elisha and the widow.
又或者咧，佢需要嘅唯一就系要以利沙同埋呢个嘅妇人一齐咁去做呢个神迹。
Or Elisha and the widow and her sons.
又或者净系以利沙同埋呢个妇人。甚至乎佢啲仔啊！
But God brings in the whole community.
但系神佢用咗整个嘅社群。
And all the neighbors also get to see how God provides.
整个嘅社群因为咁嘅缘故，都睇见神点样供应俾呢个寡妇。
How God is doing a miracle.
神点样嘅做咗神迹奇事
？The widow only has a small amount of oil.
呢个寡妇只有好少好少嘅油。
The son just carries containers to his mom.
而呢个儿子嘅工作就系将呢个油樽拎去俾阿妈
，and moves the full containers away.
然后将个装满嘅油樽拎走。
The neighbors they just have some empty jars.
佢哋隔篱邻舍需要供应嘅就系供应一个空嘅油瓶。
And all Elisha does is tell the woman what God has said to him.
而
And a miracle happens.
然后跟着这个神迹就出现了。How
do you think the neighbors felt when they saw the widow with all the oil ready to sell it?
你想象一下那些隔离邻舍看见这个寡妇突然间有这么多油的时候他们有什么感受呢?
Maybe they were the first to purchase the oil themselves.
可能他们就是这个寡妇的第一个客人去买这些油。
Maybe some of the neighbors had said no.
又或者有些人说不要帮衬了。
You can't borrow our empty containers.
你不可以借我的油情的。
Afraid that when the loan shark came, they would be taken.
担心可能来到的时候,那些油樽都没了。
How might they feel when they see what God's done?
当他们看见神做这些神迹的时候,他们又会怎么想呢?
And then there's the widow's sons.
当然还有这个寡妇的儿子。
Do you think this experience impacted their faith?
你又可以猜想一下这个神迹对他们的信心，对他们对神的心有多大的影响呢？
Do you think they were excited to have had a role in this miracle?
你觉得他们会不会因为可以参与这个神迹里面，他们会不会觉得很兴奋呢？
What about the widow?
至于这个寡妇又怎么样呢？
Did she think, I should have got more containers?
你会不会想到，早知道这样，整多几个油樽回来啊？
Isn't it amazing how God uses, how God chooses to use each person in this story?
当你想起神如何用每个不同的人去扮演不同角色，你会觉得真的很神奇啊。
And isn't it amazing how God chooses to use us?
有没有想过，其实神都神奇地在用我们每个人呢？
Even when we don't see the value in what we have to offer,
纵然我们有时都不知道，都想不通，其实神今天
He multiplies our efforts.
神，他将我们的工作，那个能力，将它倍增过来。
Do you remember the young boy who offers Jesus his lunch?
还记不记得呢？那个小孩子将他的五饼二鱼给主耶稣呢？
Just five loaves and two fish for thousands of people?
就是五饼和二鱼，却喂饱了成千的人。
But it was enough.
但这个告诉你是足够的。
Maybe today our faith is small.
又或者今天我们的信心是少的。
But God can multiply it.
但神却可以叫它不停地增长。
Maybe it's our resources or our time.
又或者是我们的资源，我们的时间。
But when God blesses it, there's no limit to what can happen.
当神去祝福的时候，这一切就要成为无限。
Let's go back to the story.
我们回来看这个故事吧。
Now that the oil has stopped flowing,
现在油倒完了。The
woman goes back to Elisha.
这个妇人就回去找以利沙。
To find out what the next step is.
就问，究竟下一步怎么搞啊？
She doesn't assume that she will just know what to do next.
她没有假设自己知道跟着下一步是如何。
She goes to get the word from God.
她走回去。 去寻求神自己的说话。And
Elisha gives her the instructions.
然后跟着以利沙就继续将指示告诉她。Take
the oil.
拿这些油。Sell
it.
卖了它。Pay
off your debts.
然后还你的债。And
live off of the rest.
跟着就用剩下的去跟你的儿子一起度日。This
is another thing I love about this story.
这个也是我喜欢这个故事的另一个部分。
Not only does God choose to use every person in this story,
不单单是神选择每一个人去参与这个神迹,
but the blessing that comes from the woman's obedience also extends out.
甚至乎因着她那个信服，以致这个神迹是继续的扩展。
Because of her obedience,
因着她那份的信服听话,
her children are saved from being slaves.
她的儿子就不需要成为奴仆。
Other people come to faith, realizing that God can do miracles.
其他人也因为这样的缘故而有信心看见神的神迹。
And I think that's also true with us.
我都相信其实这个跟我们今天一模一样的。
When we make the decision to listen to the word of God,
当我们今天选择去聆听神的时候,
and to act in obedience to that word,
更加的信服去跟随神的说话,
other people are impacted by what we have chosen to do.
其他人亦都就因着我哋所选择去做嘅，因此而蒙着一个嘅影响。
When I read this story, I want to know, how did Elisha know what to do?
当我读呢个故事嘅时候，我就去反思，咁究竟以利沙又点样知道如何去处理呢个问题呢？
Where did he gain his wisdom and understanding?
他从何得知这个智慧，明白如何处理呢？
Let's not forget that Elisha was the prophet of God.
让我们不要忘记，以利沙是一个先知，他是神自己的仆人。
God would speak directly to Elisha the message that he wanted to share with the people.
神是可以直接的向以利沙去讲说话，将他要跟人分享的说话透过以利沙去讲出来。
This story has a million applications.
这个故事有成千上万的应用的地方。
We could talk about money and the necessity of paying off debt.
我们可以讲到钱，可以讲到钱是怎样去付我们的债。
We could talk about who to turn to when we're in trouble.
我们又可以讲到当我们有困难的时候，我们走去哪里寻求帮助。
We could talk about submitting to leaders and the choice that each of us have to make when we hear the word of God spoken to us through our leaders.
我们又可以选，我们又可以在这里学习到我们怎么样聆听领袖他们的说话，特别是他们去领受神的说话的时候，我们怎么聆听他们的领袖。
So I want to ask you today, what is this story stirring in you?
所以我今天想问大家的是，其实这个故事今天对你来说讲了什么信息给你听呢？
Maybe you find yourself relating to the widow in this story.
又或者可能你今日思想到自己就好似呢一个嘅寡妇咁样。
In the middle of a story that feels really big.
喺呢个故事喺呢个困难里边，佢觉得嗰个困难系一个好大嘅困难。
But seeking a word from the Lord that will point the way out.
但系当寻求神嘅说话嘅时候，自然就看见出路。
Or maybe you're in the middle of the big story.But you haven't yet sought counsel from the Lord.
又或者你喺好大嘅困惑嘅里边，你仍然仲未去寻找神佢自己嘅答案。
Or maybe you know what you're supposed to do, but the task seems too big.
又或者你已经知道如何处理，只系你觉得咁样做呢个问题太大太难啦。
Is that really what God wants me to do?
你怀疑呢个是否神要我咁样做咧？
Or maybe God's given you a task that seems a little bit crazy.
又或者你觉得上帝你整蛊啊，整我咁大个贪。
Like going to all your friends and neighbors and borrowing their containers.
叫我走去隔篱邻舍，个个人问佢攞啲油罂过嚟。
Or lending all your empty containers to a poor widow woman whose sons are about to be taken as slaves.
又或者叫我将我啲器皿借俾呢一个穷寡妇，就连个仔都俾人攞埋去嘅人。
Or maybe it's giving up a really great, respectable job to go somewhere.
又或者放弃一个好有前途嘅工，要去走去其他地方里边去做神嘅事情。
Learn a language and culture.
学一个新嘅语文，学一个新嘅文化。
So that you can share Jesus with the people who have never heard His name.
以至到你可以去一啲从未听过耶稣呢个名字嘅地方嘅人嗰度去分享耶稣呢个嘅救恩。
Maybe you find yourself like Elisha in this story.
又或者你觉得自己好似以利沙咁样。
With people coming to you.
有好多人走嚟揾你。
With their problems and their questions.
有好多嘅问题走嚟烦住你。
Maybe you need to listen carefully to what God is saying.
可能今日你需要宁静嘅去聆听神同你讲啲咩说话。
And to share that word with your friends.
你将神嘅说话同你嘅朋友去分享。
Or to teach them and invite them to listen to the voice of God for themselves.
教导他们，邀请他们去聆听自己去聆听神的说话。
Or maybe you have the opportunity to invite people to recognize what is in their hands already.
又或者你去帮助你的朋友去发现究竟在他们手头上面已经有什么的供应。
And to see how God can use it for His glory.
以至能够睇见神点样要用呢一切成为佢自己嘅荣耀。
I want to share a couple of stories with you.
喺呢个时间，我想同大家分享几个故事。
And maybe you can find yourself in these stories too.
又或者你可以喺呢个故事里边发现自己。
At Awana this week, I told the story of a little girl named Uli.
我今天想跟大家分享一个故事，这个故事是关于一个 小女孩，小女孩的名字叫做 Earl。
Thai and English are not similar. I think Thai and Cantonese are not that similar too.
I'm sure it's not the same. 当是这么上下啦，歪了音不算啊。
Ellie is a 10-year-old girl who comes to Hope Center.
这个女仔 Ellie 就是十岁的时候已经来到这个 Hope Center 的地方，是他们的一个的服侍人的地方。
She comes for English lessons and music classes.
她来到这里是主要是学英文。
But in the last year or two, her dad has started to bring her early in the morning on his motorcycle and leave her at Hope Center for church.
在过去的一年里面，她爸爸每早上都是驾电单车送她来，也都带她来到教会那里，每个星期日。
She's just a little girl.
她只是一个很普通的一个小女孩。
Who lives like 25 minutes away from the Hope Center.
她离开这个 Hope Center 大概25分钟的车程时间。
But she's already played a part in bringing 25 of her friends to hear the message of Jesus.
但是她在过去日子里面已经带了25个朋友来到这个中心去听闻接触到福音的信息。
Five people from SVPG.
在你当中有五个的弟兄姊妹。
Also played a part in those 25 friends hearing the message of the gospel.
亦都帮助了这25个人去听闻神他自己的福音。
When they went with me to Ellie's house.
当时的时候，你这五位弟兄姊妹和我一起去探这个 Ellie 他自己的家人。
And participated in a drama to show, to talk about who Jesus is. This is Ellie.
这个就是 Ellie 那个的相。咁咧，當時你哋嘅弟兄姊妹就同我一齊去到佢屋企，去做咗個默劇，去帶出神佢自己嘅救恩嘅故事。
Another 100 or 200 people participated by sending those 5 people。
而背後有成百墨嘅人係喺當中，就係去差遣呢五個弟兄姊妹嚟到我哋中間。
Another lady played a role in sharing her testimony at that event。
在那次的聚会里面，我们有另外一个的姊妹去做分享。
All so that those children could hear the gospel for the first time and be impacted by the story of Jesus.
而他的分享的故事就令到当中有很多的小孩子是第一次去听闻基督的救恩的故事。
This picture is from that Christmas party.
这一张照片就是当日我们一个的圣诞舞会的影的照片。
Do you see how many people play a role in just one miracle?
看不看到在这张照片里面，我们有多少人在当中是一起参与去让这个神迹去发生？
I want to tell you another story.
我还想讲给大家听另一个故事。
This story is of a man named P. Chin.
这个故事是关于一个名字叫 P. Chin 的人。
P. Chin was a fortune teller and a construction worker.
P. Chin 他是一个占卜的人，同埋咧，佢又平时都去做一啲嘅建筑嘅工作嘅。
He was opposed to Christianity in every way.
佢用尽所有办法去拒抗基督教。
He told other people in town not to let their kids go to kids club.
佢咧用尽所有嘅百宝方法去叫佢村里边啲人咧就唔好去参加任何呢啲嘅儿童活动。
Because the white people would steal their children.
因为咧，啲白人咧会偷细路嘅。
But one day,
但有一日
，his daughter and his wife heard about the miracles Jesus did.
佢嘅太太同佢嘅女女就听闻耶稣佢所做嘅神迹奇事。
And they were in need of a miracle.
而佢哋亦都渴慕住能够睇见一个神迹。
The daughter was paralyzed from the waist down.
这个女女其实是在下半肢是瘫痪的。
And all of her friends looked down on her.
而她的所有身边的朋友都鄙视她，看不起她。
But when those two met Jesus,
但是当她们两个遇见耶稣的时候，
they were transformed by the joy and the love that they felt.
她是被沉得着的那份的喜乐和爱来将她改变过来。
And though the daughter wasn't healed,
虽然她的女儿没因为这样缘故而得医治。
She began to recognize that God could love and use her as she was.
她发现神是可以爱她， 正使佢有残疾，神仍然嘅咁样爱佢。
When Peachin did come to Christ,
当到 Peachin 佢嚟到去接受救恩嘅时候
，He may have wondered what he had to offer.
佢都会谂，我可以有啲咩嚟奉献俾呢个神呢
？All he had was a broken family.
佢唯一有嘅就系一个嘅破碎嘅家
，and a little faith.
同埋少少嘅信。
But God gave him a vision.
但系神却俾佢一个嘅异象。
And in his vision, a cloak was handed to him.
这个意象就告诉他一个外袍交了给他。
Pastor Nat, the one who helped plant Bethel Church,
Pastor Nat 就是呢去帮他们呢去建立这个教会的那个牧者
was given the interpretation of Peachin's vision.
那呢他就 去解答就是 Peachin 他看见的这个意象、mm-hmm. 那个情况。
And she knew that it was the picture of Elijah passing his cloak to Elisha.
她看见的这个其实就相比于当日以利亚将她的外袍交给以利沙。
She knew that God was inviting Peachin to step into leadership.
在这里她的领袖是神邀请 Peachin 进入去参与侍奉里面。
And as Peachin leaned into the calling God gave him to take over leadership at Bethel Church,
当到 Peachin 凭信心嘅进入呢个 Bethel Church 里边去做一啲嘅侍奉嘅时候
，When Pastor Nat left，
当到 Pastor Nat 离开呢个教会
，God used Peachin to bring healing to many people who couldn't walk。
神就赋予 Peachin 呢个能力去做好多神迹奇事，令到唔能够行路嘅人都可以重新再走路过嚟。
When Peachin prayed, people would be healed of disease。
当到 Peachin 祷告嘅时候，啲人嘅病就被医治过嚟。
He began to walk with people to overcome addiction。
佢甚至乎帮助嗰啲有癖瘾嘅人一齐共同嘅行过佢哋戒毒嘅路。
And to lead the church。
带领教会。
Peachin stepped out in faith。
Peachin 开始嘅时候就系凭住信。
He believed that the word God spoke to him was true.
他相信神和他讲的说话是满有 是真理的。
And now we get to watch God use him.
现在我们看见神怎么用他的生命。
The man in the middle in the picture is Pastor Chin.
这张照片里面中间的那个就是 Peachin 这个牧者了。
So today I want to challenge you.
今天我想告诉大家听的。
Today what is in your house?
今日喺你家嘅里边有啲乜嘢嘢咧
？What are you asking God to do？
你又问紧神为你做咩事情咧
？Is He saying to you today that you can actually play a role in partnering with Him？
今日神系咪同你都话紧俾你听，你都可以参与喺个事情上高咧
？Maybe you carry a vision to see the world reached with the gospel of Christ。
或者你今日你有一个意象，要睇见全世界都系被神自己嘅说话嚟充满。
But maybe you feel like you have just a little faith.
但你同时却觉得你自己只有少少嘅信心。
Or maybe you feel like you just have a little education. You don't know enough.
又或者你觉得我受嘅教育好少，我认识嘅嘢唔多。
It might feel like you can only contribute a little bit.
你感觉到你所能够摆上嘅只系好少好少一部分。
And that compared to the task of reaching the world with the gospel, it's so small.
当你想到要将福音带到成全个世界的时候，你觉得根本呢个系不文，系无法相比。
But today I want to encourage all of us.
但系今天我想鼓励大家。
To remember that the same power that raised Christ from the dead.
呢一想提醒大家就系当日叫基督从死里复活嘅呢个大能。
That power is in us.
今日同样喺你生命嘅里边。
And our little bit of faith,
藉住少少嘅信
，God can multiply.
神却可以叫呢一切嚟增加。
So today, maybe the task ahead seems large compared to what is in our hands.
今日可能喺你脑里边嗰个要做嘅事情，相比你手里边嘅能力相比，好似好大。
But as we can see in the story of Elisha and the widow,
但是当我们去看回以利沙和这个寡妇的故事的时候
in the story of Ur,
我们看回Ur这个女孩
In the story of Peachin.
又甚至乎睇翻 Peachin 呢个嘅故事。
With God, nothing is impossible.
我哋睇见喺神嘅里边没有不成嘅事。
Our little bit that we have.
我哋嘅少少。
Turns into His lots.
却成为神里边嘅好多。
And I want to end with one verse from Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
我最后想总结的时候，去用路加一章37节同大家去做总结今日嘅分享。
And it says, "For nothing is impossible with God."
圣经咁样讲，佢话因为出于神嘅话，没有一句不大能力嘅。
Let's pray.
让我哋一齐去祷告。
Father God, thank you for your word.
慈爱嘅父亲，我哋多谢你嘅说话。
Thank you that you put treasures throughout your word for us to discover.
我哋多谢你将你自己说话藏喺呢一个珍宝藏喺呢个说话里头，让我哋去能够认识你。
Thank you for the privilege of having your word in a language we understand.
更加多谢你赐俾我哋用嗰啲我哋可以明白嘅说话，用我哋明白嘅语言去讲述你自己真理。
Thank you that we can turn to you and look to you.
更加多谢你，让我哋可以回转你嗰度去接受你自己。
For help in trouble.
当我哋喺困难嘅时候，我哋却寻找到你嘅帮助。
For direction of what you're calling us to do.
寻找到当我哋需要寻找方向的时候，我哋喺里边寻找到方向。
Forgive us for where we've ignored your word.
当我哋忘记呢个说话嘅时候，求你赦免我哋罪。
Or we've had small faith and not gathered a large amount of containers.
当我哋只有少少嘅信心，却系同时却揾唔到好多嘅器皿嚟盛载一切。
And then wondered why your miracle wasn't very big.
我哋甚至乎觉得我哋喺身边嘅嗰啲嘅神迹奇事。一啲都唔大。
Guide us, Lord.
但系父亲，你自己系恩赐。
Lead us to be like you.
让我哋更加嘅学像似你。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁嚟祷告，奉基督名字祈求。
Amen.